Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 18th of December, 2017. We finished up the Old Testament last week. Now we will be going into the apocryphal books, beginning with the book of Jasher. Okay? It is Sefer HaYashar in the Hebrew, and that means the scroll of the upright, okay, or the righteous, upright, you know, righteousness. A lot of people don't have it, and they will be rather bewildered, you know, what's he reading from? What's he reading from? Here's where you find it, www.sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, hyphen, texts, T-E-X-T-S, period, com, C-O-M, forward slash, C-H-R forward slash A-P-O forward slash Jasher, J-A-S-H-E-R forward slash index, I-N-D-E-X dot H T M. I'm gonna put that in the chat window, all through Jasher, so people can find it. It is the version I am using, except my version I have had for many years, and where the scribes translated the Lord or God, it has to be Yahweh in some portions. It has man, M-A-N, and it needs to be Adam. Okay, I have corrected that. I have a lot of notes that won't be in that text, because I have worked this baby over and referenced it and researched it and done a lot of stuff. So you'll want to pay close attention, and you will want to have pad and a writing instrument to make notes, if you really want to study this thing. It is going to be on my website. Okay? I will have the shows on my website. And my website is https, as in sugar, colon, forward slash, www.pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, hyphen, Steve, S-T-E-V-E, .com. Now, that is a user-friendly website. It is not interactive. You cannot post comments. That eliminates trolls and fights and arguments. And it's not a chat site. It's a download site and a listening site for Scripture. All of my stuff is on there. The entire Old Testament is on there right now. Jasher will be under the apocryphal books. Okay? There are 91 chapters in Jasher, so I will be in Jasher for some time. So it's going to be an ongoing thing because it's got so much stuff in it that is not in the Old Testament. It really fills out what is missing, and it is a timeline of the creation through the death of Moshe, okay, basically. But there's so much stuff that they left out or edited out of the other text. This fills you in, and your eyebrows are going to raise. Oh, really? Gonna be a good read, okay? I'm gonna have a lot of fun with this. It's gonna wake a lot of people up and surprise people. There's gonna be things that you will learn that you did not know before because they are lacking in the common text that's usually available. Now, I don't advertise for people, particularly on my show. I don't, because that's just not what my show is about. But if you want to get a lot of books, okay, you can go to https, as in sugar, that's a secure site, colon, forward slash www dot, this is all one word, no breaks, Artisan Publishers, artisanpublishers.com. They've got the book of Jasher. They published the book I've got years and years and years ago. I've got a copy that was printed in 1990. Okay? And you can imagine how many notes and all what I've done with this book. So that's 1990 to 2000. That's 10 years. 2000 to 2010, that's 20 years, and 2017, that's almost 2018, it's almost 28 years old, okay, and it's in first-class condition. I take care of my stuff, because it's like gold. And if I lost this, I'd lose all the notes that I did. Oh, terrible. But you're going to be able to go along with me and make your own notes. If you want to buy one of those books, by all means, do. Do that. Keep them in business. It's a good company, and they got a lot of information. Okay? But that's where it's available in hard copy. And, of course, I gave you the website where you can get it online for free. So let's dive into the book of Jasher. Sefer HaYashar. Yashar is not a proper name because it has the article ha before it. It precedes it. And when you have ha, Yashar, it is not a proper name. It's not the name of a person. And let's get right into it. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Okay. Whom Yahweh created upon the earth on the day when Yahweh made heaven and earth. Okay. You will notice that I did not use God or Lord. Because if it follows Genesis, etc., etc., it would be Adam instead of man, which is what it's about. And it would be Yahweh instead of God or Lord. So you will notice the difference as I read from the text that you are looking at, because the scribes basically messed with it. Surprise, surprise. Oh, say it ain't so. Of course they did. That's what scribes did. They put their own take on things to deceive our people. So, like I did with the Old Testament, I'm reading and emending where they have tampered. I don't like tampering. I really, really, really don't like that. So, I'm untampering. Chapter 1, verse 1. And you can reference, I'll place you in the proper place. Genesis 1, verse 26. And Yahweh said, not God, and Yahweh said, let us make Adam in our image. Now that could be Yahweh, it could be Elohim right there. And Yahweh, it could be Elohim, because they had God there. And Elohim is plural. Okay. Let us make Adam in our image after our likeness. That's what it says. Okay, now that's a royal our. Okay, it doesn't mean a plurality. And that is backed up by this. And Yahweh or Elohim, one or the other, because I don't have Hebrew text for this, created Adam in his own image. It goes back to the singular right there. Okay, when they use Elohim, that is a majestic form of writing in the Hebrew. Okay, it's like the king on a throne that says, we decree. There's only one guy up there, okay, on the throne. It's a singular king saying, we. That's a royal we. That's a style of writing. This is from long ago. You have to remember that. They wrote differently and use different terms than we do now. Some people call it archaic terminology, but it's a different, more formal style of writing. So I wanted to establish that before we really get into this book, because there's a lot of that in here. Lots and lots and lots. Verse 2. And Yah, or Elohim, formed Adam from the ground. Now that's 127, Adama, the red soil. That's why we are ruddy, reddish in complexion. Okay. And he blew into his nostrils the breath of life. Okay. Ruach Chaya. Okay. The breath. The Holy Spirit. Ruach. And Adam became a living soul. Nefesh Chaya. Okay? That's from Genesis 2, verse 7. Endowed with speech. Now, verse 3. They had the Lord here. That is always, when speaking of the divine being, that's always Yahweh. God can be Elohim or Yah. Okay. Verse 3. And Yahweh said, it is not good for Adam to be alone. I will make unto him a help meet. That's Genesis 2:18. Verse 4. And Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Now they have Adam right there in the text. That's correct. So this man, genericized man, that went before in verses 1, 2, and 3 was a gloss. They just put man there. Well, they should have put Adam, because that's what it says in Genesis. Here's verse 4, when you can reference Genesis 2, verse 21. And Yahweh caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took away one of his ribs, and he built flesh upon it, and formed it, and brought it to Adam. And Adam woke from his sleep, and behold, a woman was standing before him. That's Isha instead of Ish. Ish is man, and Isha is the woman. Okay? A note here. Took one of his ribs, the short rib in our body. That's the very bottom rib. It doesn't go all the way to the front to the solar plexus like the rest. It's a little short rib. And if you take that out, that rib will regenerate. That's the only one that'll do that. So, that's one of Yahweh's rules. Verse 5. You can reference Genesis 2, verse 23. And he said, that's Adam speaking, this is a bone of my bones, and it shall be called woman, for this has been taken from man. This shall be called Isha, for this has been taken from Ish. Okay, that's what it is in the Hebrew. Ish is a male gender, and Isha is female gender. And Adam called her name Chawa. Now it has Eve in the text here. Now this is not in Genesis, for she was the mother of all living. Okay. Chawa is life. Okay. It's not Eve. That's not her name. Verse 6. And Yah or Elohim, one or the other, we don't know, blessed them and called their names Adam and Chawa in the day that he created them. Okay. Created. They didn't come from some protozoa. They were created beings and Adam had become a living soul, that's the breath of life, Nefesh Chaya. In verse 2, he created them. And Yahweh said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the land, not the earth. This is Eretz, not Tabel. Tabel is the earth. That's the whole global planet. Eretz is the land. They have the earth in a lot of versions. I'm correcting their mistranslations. I am not rewriting anything. There is error here from scribal tradition, okay? When they wrote this and copied it and copied it and copied it, and then when they put it into English, they did not follow the Hebrew. They put what they wanted in the English, like they have done in the King James Bible and other texts. They messed with it. Verse 7, and Yahweh took Adam and his wife. Okay, that's number 802, wife. And he placed them in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. In other words, to maintain the garden. And he commanded them and said unto them, from every tree of the garden you may eat. All right. But from the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die. In other words, they were immortal beings. And the word eat is a call, and it also has sexual connotations. Okay? Trees, the word tree and trees are a metaphor for other races, especially in the book of Genesis. And when he says you will surely die, in other words, you will lose your immortality. That's what he means by that. Verse 8. And when Yah or Elohim had blessed and commanded them, he went down from them, and Adam and his wife dwelt in the garden according to the command which Yahweh had commanded them. Verse 2. And it has the word serpent. That is not so. And the Nahash, which Yah or Elohim had created with them in the earth, came to them to incite them to transgress the command of Yah or Elohim, which he had commanded them. That's Nakash. That means one who whispers spells like a snake. That is enchanter. Not serpent, literal snake. Whispers spells like a snake. You know, it sounds like hissing. Well, he didn't create in the earth. He had fallen to earth. In other words, he had banished him there when he was kicked out of heaven. Verse 10. And the Nakash, I'm not going to say serpent, enticed and persuaded or seduced the woman to eat from the tree of knowledge. That is a metaphor for having sexual relations. A call to eat. And the woman hearkened to the voice of the Nakash. Okay. And she transgressed the word of Elohim. And took or received seed from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is of a race. That's in Genesis 3:6. And she ate, and she took from it, and gave also to her husband, and he ate. So he transgressed as well. And you have to understand that this was a sexual transgression. Okay? It was not an act of eating an apple. These are metaphorical usages. That's what they're doing here. It's a metaphor, not literal. So that tends to be a problem with a lot of the Judeo-Christians. They take that literally because they don't know the language. They don't study to show themselves approved. They just take what Brother Leibowitz or whoever he is says up on the pulpit, and they run with that, and they don't go into it deeply. They don't do a deep word study. They just don't. So that's the fault of the Judeo-Christian churches. Verse 11. Now, I can see right now, we're not going to be flying through this. There's just too much stuff here. And Adam and his wife transgressed commands of Elohim, which he commanded them, and Elohim knew it, and his anger was kindled against them, and he cursed them. Took away their immortality. Took it away. You're not immortal anymore. You messed up. Verse 12. Genesis 3:24 for reference. See, this goes a little faster through this than the book of Genesis does. It jumps. I need a little drink of water. And Yahweh drove them that day from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which they were taken. All right, they were taken from the red soil. And ground is Adama, that's red soil. That's why we have a ruddy complexion. And they went and dwelt at the east of the Garden of Eden. And Adam knew his wife Chawa. And she bore two sons and three daughters. Well, see, that jumps ahead again. She was pregnant when she left the garden by the Nakash. Verse 13. And she called the name of the firstborn Cain, saying, I have obtained a man, or a male child, from the Mighty One. Now let's back up to verse 12. Nowhere in Genesis does it mention the three daughters. So verse 13, I have obtained a man or male child from the Mighty One. Okay, that's what Cain means. Means the acquired one. So she acquired a male child from the Mighty One. And the name of the other she called Hebel, not Abel. Hebel. For she said, in vanity we came into the land. That's worthlessness. And in vanity we shall be taken from it. Oh boy. Verse 14. And the boys grew up, and their father gave them a possession in the land. And Cain was a tiller of the ground, and Abel, or Hebel, pardon me, a keeper of sheep. Verse 15, you can reference Genesis 4, verses 3 and 4. And it was at the expiration of a few years that they brought an approximating offering to Yahweh. And Cain brought from the fruit of the ground, and Hebel brought from the firstlings of his flock from the fat thereof. That means the very best. That's a metaphor for the very finest of his flock. And Elohim turned and inclined to Hebel and his offering. All right, he liked the animal sacrifice. And a fire came down from Yahweh from heaven and consumed it. Well, it says considered. Well, he turned and looked on the offering that Hebel was going to give, and he approved it, the younger son. And unto Cain and his offering Yahweh did not turn, and he did not incline to it, because, for he had brought from the inferior fruit of the ground before Yahweh. He didn't even bring the best stuff. He brought second grade stuff. See, you don't get this just in Genesis. They skipped a lot of stuff. It brought from the inferior fruit of the ground before Yahweh. And Cain was jealous against his brother Hebel on account of this. Now that's half brother, not full brother. Same mother, different fathers. On account of this, and he sought a pretext to slay him. He had his father's DNA, and he that's where they said he was a murderer from the beginning. Verse 17. And in some time after, Cain and Hebel, his brother, went one day into the field to do their work, and they were both in the field, Cain tilling and plowing his ground, and Hebel feeding his flock. And the flock passed that part which Cain had plowed in the ground. They ran over his plowed ground, and it sorely grieved Cain on this account. That's why he got mad. Because the flock went over his freshly plowed ground, and he'd have to plow it again. Well, you don't get that in straight up Genesis in the shortened text. Man, oh man. Verse 18, and Cain approached his brother Hebel in anger, and he said to them, what is there between me and thee that you come to dwell and to feed in my land? See, they don't have their own possession. Remember? Verse 14, their father gave them a possession in the land. This is yours, that's his. Verse 19, and Hebel answered his brother Cain and said to him, what is there between me and thee that you shall eat the flesh of my flock and clothe yourself with their wool? In other words, he had already killed and eaten and made clothing out of his brother's sheep, so he didn't have any room to kick. Verse 20, and now put off the wool of my sheep, which you have clothed yourself, and recompense me for their fruit and flesh which you have eaten. And when you shall have done this, I will then go from your land as you have said. In other words, Hebel was upset because Cain was killing and eating his sheep. So he brought the sheep over onto his plowed ground to get his attention. See, you don't get this in the other text. It's missing. because they've tampered with it. And Cain said to his brother Habel, "Surely, if I slay you this day, who will require your blood from me?" And Habel answered Cain, saying, "Surely, Elohim, who has made us in the land, he will avenge my cause, and he will require my blood from you, should you slay me. For Yahweh is the judge and arbiter, and it is he who will requite man according to his evil, and the wicked according to the wickedness that he may do upon the land." Verse 23, "And now if you should slay me here, surely Elohim knows your secret and will judge you for the evil which you did declare to do unto me this day." So it surely did not suit Cain at all that his brother just up and just says, "Hey, who do you think you're going to kill me? And you don't think the Lord is going to know? You got to be kidding. I mean, he knows everything." Well, here is a precedent right here that Yahweh is all-seeing and all-knowing. You're not going to do stuff that he doesn't know about. You cannot hide anything from him, even your secret thoughts, okay? Well, this bozo's thinks he's gonna get away with killing his brother, because he is the seed of the evil one. He is not the seed of Adam. Verse 24, "And when Cain heard the words which Habel his brother had spoken, the anger of Cain was kindled against his brother Habel for declaring this thing." Verse 25. "And Cain hastened and rose up and took the iron of his plowing instrument." They had iron. Tell me they didn't know stuff. They forgot a lot of stuff later. But it shows here they had iron, the iron of his plowing instrument, with which he suddenly smote his brother and he slew him. And Cain spilt the blood of his brother Habel upon the ground. And the blood of Habel streamed upon the ground before the flock. This is the same Adama that they were formed from. Verse 26. "And after this, Cain repented having slain his brother, and he was sadly grieved, and he wept over him, and it vexed him exceedingly." In other words, "Oh man, have I screwed up." Verse 27. "And Cain rose up and dug a hole in the field in which he put his brother's body, and he turned the dust over it." Okay. Verse 28. "And Yahweh knew what Cain had done to his brother, and Yahweh appeared to Cain and said to him, 'Where is Habel, your brother, that was with you?'" That's Genesis 4. Verse 9. Verse 29. And Cain dissembled. In other words, he hemmed and hawed. And said, I don't know, or I do not know, am I my brother's keeper? Trying to lie to Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto him, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground where you have slain him. Verse 30, for you have slain your brother and have dissembled before me, in other words, lied, and did imagine in your heart that I saw you not, nor knew all your actions. Verse 31, but you did this thing and did slay your brother for nothing, because he spoke rightly to you. And now, this is Genesis 4:11, cursed be you from the ground which opened its mouth to receive thy brother's blood from your hand, and in which you did bury him. You're cursed from the land, Cain, as are all his offspring. Verse 32, and it shall be when you shall till it, it shall no more give you its strength as in the beginning. For thorns and thistles shall the ground produce, and you shall be moving and wandering in the land until the day of your death. The moving and wandering tribe of Cain, the original murderer, carrying his satanic DNA. My, my, my. The wandering tribe. Verse 33, and at that time Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh from the place where he was, and he went moving and wandering in the land toward the east of Eden, he and all belonging to him. Now, whoa! All belonging to him. There were others outside of Eden, beside Adam and Chawa and Hebel and Cain. Non-Adamics. Not of the seed line of Adam. Verse 34. Here's another one that makes you go, And Cain knew his wife in those days. Where'd he get a wife? See, that's not in Genesis. Verse 34 continues, and she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Enoch. Saying, in that time Yahweh began to give him rest and quiet in the land. Okay. Verse 35. Here we go again. Makes you want to go, And at that time Cain also began to build a city. For who? And he built the city, and he called the name of the city Enoch, according to the name of his son. For in those days Yahweh had given him rest upon the land, and he did not move about and wander as in the beginning. In other words, he found a place, but his progeny would have to wander. verse 36, and this ends chapter 1. And Erod was born to Enoch. And Erod begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael. All right, now who are they going to beget them with? Who did they beget with? There must have been other beings, man-like beings, on the planet. Now you see in the scriptures, that ends chapter 1. Okay? In scriptures, there's a little A Adam, which is just for racial characteristics, and a capital A Adam as a proper name, and it's always applied to the seed line, which will continue with Sheth from Adam, because Cain was not Adam's child. He was a child of the Nakash and Chawa. Eve committed the first act of adultery. Now, it says she taught Adam about all that stuff, and he found out about sex. And then there are other people that say, oh, Adam had sex with a fallen angel. Where does it say that? Where does it say it? Back it up. Let's see it. I can't find it. I've researched since 1990. Can't find it. Not in the regular Bible. Not in Yashar here. We haven't found it. Okay. What we have found is an approximation with amplification. In other words, further information of part of the book of Genesis here. Up until Genesis 4. Now, chapter 2 of Jasher, which we will be getting into on Wednesday, that starts around Genesis 5, all right? I only got one chapter today. I was going to do 1 through 3, but I can't because there's so much information here that I need to convey. I cannot rush this. I just can't do it. It will not do the book justice. And I'm not about doing a halfway job when teaching scripture. So I'm going to slow down and I am going to pick this apart. Because you deserve that. If I'm going to teach and give you knowledge, I want to give you all of it. I don't want to fool around with it. That's wrong. That's why I'm only getting chapter 1 done today. Because this thing is so loaded with information. Just loaded. Well, I'm coming down the end here. I have about a minute. I need to put in my website again where you can find all of my stuff. That's https://www.pastor-steve.com. And all of my stuff is there. You can download it and listen to it. The entire Old Testament. Now I'm starting in the Apocrypha. So I'll be back on Wednesday, the 20th. Today has been my 319th word for word show. So there we go. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will talk to you again on Wednesday, the 20th of December. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.